It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Several of the women in Hollywood who accused Harvey Weinstein of rape and sexual harassment were not invited to the Golden Globes on Sunday, including Rose McGowan and Asia Argento. Rose McGowan took to Twitter to accuse A-listers who wore black to the Golden Globes to protest the Harvey Weinstein sex scandal of Hollywood fakery. She hit the nail on the head with that, in my opinion.
Why do you say fakery with that? Like, what do you mean she hit it on the head for that?
Well, because this right here. So James Franco's Golden Globe lost some of its luster after several women went on Twitter and accused him of inappropriate behavior almost immediately after he scooped up a trophy for the Disaster Artist Sunday. On a night the industry spoke out about sexual harassment, Franco came under attack. Actress Violet Paley claimed the actor once sexually assaulted her and tried to lure her 17-year-old friend to his hotel room. I mean, it is so... Look at us. We're out here working for a good cause. Let's all wear black, even though we all knew that all of this sex scandal stuff was going on. And we're still going to sit in the same room with people that are being accused of sexual harassment and give them awards for it and applaud them.
My thing is this. I will give people a break, or at least I couldn't imagine being in that position if I was around there as a woman and I was afraid to speak up and say something because I wouldn't get casted or do anything. But you can't act like you're totally, you're innocent from doing that. You were part of the problem because you didn't say anything.
Absolutely. And the fact that they didn't invite any of the real victims to go as their guests or whatever. What is that about?
That's troubling.
Why did they get to go on stage and speak their truth? That the whole night was about speaking truths. That makes absolutely no sense.
I like the idea that
I hate Hollywood.
I do like the idea, as cheesy it is. I like the idea that time is up. Like, it should be. Like, people should be paid equal for the work that they do, and I don't think you should have to worry about being sexually harassed or physically abused.
Of course.
I like that idea if they actually start doing that, but like you said, don't act like, oh, wow, this... I would have said something. No, you didn't. You didn't say anything.
Yeah. And ever since Sunday, of course, the media especially, has been obsessed with the idea of Oprah Winfrey running for president. An NBC News anchor now reports that Oprah Winfrey has no intention of running for president in 2020. A source says it's not happening. She has no intention of running. They say that comes from Oprah herself. Here's an interview she did with Entertainment Weekly a few weeks ago.
That is just not going to happen, because that would not be my strength. My strength is bringing people together. My strength is connecting people to ideas. My strength is allowing people to see the best of themselves, even in the worst of times and circumstances. That is not my thing. That would not be what I would be able to do.
What if we had like an O&O like campaign trail? I know we can't come
Oprah
back.
Oprah and Obama?
Yeah, like Oprah would be the
Can
president,
Can you come back
though.
After you've been president as vice president? Is that allowed?
I don't know, because there's a chance that if something happened to the president, you would be the next person in line, but we would get everything. You'd get a car, you get a house, you get health insurance. It's like, think of all the things you'd get.
She could run with Michelle.
Ooh.
Yeah. Here's the thing. So I would never vote for Oprah Winfrey for president personally. However, I think that if she does change her mind, she should be taken very seriously as a candidate. I think that she would be a viable candidate and she could make it to the primaries in 2020.
Definitely.
She would get 100% of the black vote for sure. That's already in the bag. And then the liberal media is obsessed with her and the media hates Trump. So she's already going to get all the positive press. They're already like really hyping her up. I think that it's somebody that we should take seriously if she were to change her mind as a candidate. And people saying, you know, well, she doesn't have experience. Like, well, that obviously doesn't matter
everything
because Trump
changed.
Didn't either.
Yeah, after President Trump was elected, everything changed.
And they're
as far
both
as
billionaires. They're both business people. They know how to run their own business successfully.
Wait,
so.
Hold on. What other TV hosts can we nominate for president?
What about
Dr. Phil?
Maury
no.
Povich.
It ain't about
no.
you.
Springer. Springer.
Judge
Springer.
Judy. Judge Judy.
New York.
No,
Tony
see,
Pollard.
No,
I'd
no.
vote for her.
No, of course you would.
Joe and Alex.
Yeah.
No, that would be a messed up country.
Alex for president.
No.
Meghan Trainor opened up about her engagement to Spy Kids star Daryl Sabara.
How to breathe, and I couldn't really see. I kind of blacked out. I was crying so hard, and then I just knew, put your hand out, and then I was just like, yes, of course, get up, and I hugged him, and the video that we put out has my song playing, but I was actually screaming, crying.
Right, that wasn't planned or anything, okay.
This makes me sick. Cardi B is sticking by her fiancé Offset after a video surfaced of him having sex with yet another woman. Cardi updated everyone on social media on their relationship status, but has since deleted it. She asked everyone to respect her privacy as she figures out her future. She said, I'm going to make a decision in my own times with my heart and mind. I don't need to be rushed or be told what to do. It's my life. I belong to me, not the world. At one point, she even defended her decision to stay with Offset and commented to a fan that everyone, in quotes, deals with infidelity. Here's the thing. To all women listening and to Cardi B herself, not all women deal with infidelity, and no woman should deal with infidelity. That is a terrible role model to set for women everywhere to say that that's normal or that it always happens. That is not true.
I think a lot of women do deal with it, but there's a difference between dealing with it and actually accepting it. And I think, I don't know, nobody wants to be told what to do.
Yeah, I would say that her saying everyone deals with it to me is like everyone like has to get past it and just accept it is how I took her quote.
I don't think Cardi's trying to be a role model.
She said she was.
Right,
but
like she has... I don't think she's a good role model either, like in general, but I think you have to be a little bit smarter when you think about what you're saying.
It's just tough because you're stuck with that. Here's my thing, though. I don't understand. Like, if I ever cheated on Lindsay or she cheated on me, I know, like, you always say, like, hey, try to work it out because you're married. I don't think I could. Like, I would ask Lindsay for forgiveness if I cheated on her because that'd be a double standard.
I mean,
even
biblically, if in a Christian relationship, the Bible even says that, infidelity is a reason to get a divorce.
But if we're dating...
That or, like, abuse.
If we're dating or engaged, especially engaged, like, we're planning a wedding, still the same thing. Like, we're done. Like, we're over. And listen, if you already paid for everything, that's fine. Like, you get half the catering on this day. I'm going to have a big kind of a hangout party. You can have the other catering. I'm concerned about the food. It's always tasty and expensive.
That's the garbage.
Thank you so much, Alex. Check out the garbage. You know where. RadioNowIndy.com. Click on the Joe and Alex show. Also, we put it up on our Instagram. You should follow us. A lot of risque photos go up there sometimes. I don't know if they're accidentally meant for somebody else or what, but on our story, we post that. And of course, everything going on with the garbage. That's Joe and Alex show. Give us a follow.